Ovar vishono nas is loike het. If a man does a sin more than once, then it becomes to him like permissible. It means he loses his feeling of fear of the sin. So the question is, would tshuva be able to accomplish a regeneration of his attitude? He should regain the fear of the sin? And the answer is, that's what tshuva implies. Tshuva means you look back and you want to undo the impressions of the past. If a man did a sin in his youthful years and now he stopped doing that sin, but whenever he recalls that sin, he smacks his lips at the good time that he had. He doesn't smack his lips actually, but he thinks it was a good time I had then. Oh no, that's not a Baal Teshuva. A Baal Teshuva has to think, at that time I ate from a dead rat. Let's say he had an encounter with a pretty girl. When he looks back on it, the sentiment should be, I was eating a dead rat. That's how the tshuva is. He has to have such remorse that he was metame himself by eating a dead rat that was ripening for a few weeks in the July sun. And suppose he were to approach that rat again, he would have to cross the street. That's what he would do now. If he would encounter that girl again, and he would be still in his full youthfulness again, he'd run across the street and hold his nose. That's what he would do now. That's a Baal Teshuva. He has to be so sorry at the foolish thing that he did, that he corrupted himself and he ruined himself, that all of his life, whenever that episode recurs to his mind, he shudders in disgust at the wicked thing he had done. Now, that's not easy. Of course, if a person can stop doing this sin and that all, it's also something. It's also something. But charote is one of the conditions of tshuva shleima. And that's why it's important, the Rambam says, when a man wants to improve himself, in hilchos deos, a man has certain wrong things in him, wants to change. So the Rambam says the first thing is, yelech eitzel chacham. He should go to a chacham. And the chacham should teach him what's right and wrong. The question is, we know what's right and wrong. We need a chacham to teach us. Answer is, you don't know. All you know in general, you shouldn't do it. The chacham will teach you the genus. How shameful it is. What a harm you did to yourself. And that's what the Mishle is explaining constantly. The Sfarim say, what is Mishle? What is Musa? Genus ha'averis. How shameful it is to do wrong things. But a man, let's say, who's a kaisen, an angry man, thinks it's wrong to be angry. It's a sin to be angry. But he feels it shows a certain strength of character. It's a certain amount of enjoyment. He has expression of his will. It's masculine to be angry. A man should know it's very far away from being a Baal Teshuva on the Midah of Kas. He has to learn that anger is such a shameful thing, as suppose he was walking in the street, or he was in his office, or even his home, and suddenly his pants fell down. Whenever he recalls that episode, years later, his face flames with embarrassment. Now, it wasn't a sin. His belt burst and his pants fell down. It wasn't his fault. But still, whenever he recalls that, he's terribly embarrassed. That's how a man should think about his sin. He should learn how wrong it is, how shameful it is. And that's about tshuva. And therefore, that's one of the requirements of tshuva, to lose any interest in the thing to such an extent that when he thinks about it now, his heart hurts him that he ever did it.